This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. When you go to the grocery store in this country, pretty much anywhere in this country, most of the fresh stuff, the fruits and the vegetables and the meats, it comes from just two places, California's Central Valley or the Corn Belt of the Midwest. But with a change in climate and the way Big Ag does business, our food supply might not be completely sustainable. Tom Philpott covers food and agriculture for Mother Jones. He's just got a new book out, too, about that. It's called Perilous Bounty. Tom, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Kai.
There's this great line in the book, and by great, I mean terrifying, actually. You say that both of these regions are in a state of palpable and accelerating ecological decline.
Yes. The food system has gotten so big and so powerful and so productive, and I have to admit, so efficient, that it's actually overusing the basic resources that it relies on. And in California, we're seeing subsidence, which is when the ground settles and literally drops, and that messes up bridges and roads and irrigation canals. In the Midwest, they've taken this incredible store of topsoils, one of the few, you know, giant prairie regions in the world that has incredible soil. And the farming there is actually eroding that soil at rates way, way faster than it can be replaced naturally.
You know, there was a story on another public radio program the other day. Okay, it was Morning Edition. That's fine. About investors buying up small farms and it becoming a rent-seeking opportunity, along with agribusiness as a huge part of it. How does that affect a solution to this, which would seem to me to be some kind of paradigm change?
Yeah, so I don't find that to be a hopeful development. Basically, what it does is it treats the land like a commodity. And if you're not thinking necessarily about passing on to the next generation, but you're thinking more about, let's say, making the most money over the next 10 or 15 years, then it's very probable that you're going to stick to a system that generates loads and loads of commodities, but might not be great for the topsoil. You know, society has a stake in what happens to this land. The way that the land is treated affects how clean the water is that comes off of it and goes downstream into other people's wells and drinking water systems. And putting it in charge of these big corporations and financial institutions, you know, could be a very scary thing, I think.
All right. So let's talk solutions here then, right? And let me go to the subtitle of this book. The book is called Perilous Bounty, The Looming Collapse of American Farming and How We Can Prevent It. Let's get to that how we can prevent it part. And I want to talk about this thing you say of we need to de-Californify American agriculture. And part of the reason that California works so well, as you said earlier, is that it's so efficient and productive, and thus prices for consumers are cheap. If we de-Californify American agriculture and spread out produce as much as we can, doesn't that mean it's going to cost more for consumers?
Yes, it will certainly cost more for consumers. One thing I always say is that you can't fix the food system without, you know, changing the broader society. So I think we're also going to have better social programs and figure out an economy that doesn't generate quite so many low-income jobs. Ironically enough, most of those low-income jobs are in the food system, meatpacking workers, fast food workers, farm workers. We need to figure out a way to pay those people more in order for us to maintain a robust food supply.
Yeah, so keep going with that. What can I or anybody listening to this interview as an individual consumer do given the scale of agriculture in this economy, right? It's billions and billions and trillions of dollars.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think the conventional answer that there is something to it, and that is vote with your fork and, you know, try to support farmers in your area that are trying to do things right. But I think we have to go a little bit deeper than that because there's a lot of interests that sort of big corporations, seed and pesticide companies, companies like that that have a lot of interest in the current system, really grab the levers of policy in this country. And I think a sort of people power movement is what it's going to take to take it back.
Tom Philpott covers food and agriculture for Mother Jones. He's the author of a new book. It's called Perilous Bounty, The Looming Collapse of American Farming and How We Can Prevent It. Tom, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.
We've got an excerpt from Tom's book explaining how California farms in particular became so powerful. Marketplace.org is where that lives.